labor in this county my whole life and my family. We deserve the right to use that land. And let's talk about density. Let's talk about overdevelopment. Every person that lives in a town on this map, that town is overdeveloped. I.e., if I want to develop my farm today, I'd have to provide adequate water, I'd have to provide adequate sewer, I'd have to provide adequate, all the adequate infrastructures would have to be provided by me on that parcel. Every town on that map can't live within their known boundaries. Every one of them go outside for water, they go outside for sewer, they go outside for trash, and yet those people that live in these municipal areas, they're the quote development zones, want to take everything away from the undeveloped property owner, take all of his rights away, so they can live in their little town. I've never lived in a town my entire life. I've never drank in a public water. I've never urinated in a public sewer. Okay? And that's what it boils down to. I live where I want to live because I want to live there. Everybody here lives where they live because they want to live there, not because government told them to. So realize that we have our individual rights here, and that's what's important most of all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening. My name is Robert Robinson. I live on South Front Street here in Georgetown. I just had a quick question. On some of the earlier drafts of the land use plan, there were certain areas that were designated as an area of concern. I don't see that on the current versions, and I'm curious if those are still going to be there, if those are going to be removed, or what the status is.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Driscoll, you want to respond to that?
Areas of concern are not part of the future land use map.
Okay.
Areas of concern were on a map that also showed annexation areas that the towns had.
We're going to need you to speak a little more closely into the microphone there. Thank you.
The map that you're referring to included annexation areas and areas of concern. From what my understanding of it is, the annexation areas are the regions that the towns hope to annex. The areas of concern were those areas beyond that, which they were maybe going to consider possibly thinking about annexing.
All right. But they are not going to be part of the county's future land use plan.
They are not now and never were.
Okay. And then the second question I had, and Mr. Lank, you pretty much addressed that, but the individual requests for properties to be designated as growth areas, will those be considered by the whole commission, or what is the status of how that process will work?
I've stated that they'll be considered by the whole commission and also by the whole council.
Okay. Is now an appropriate time to address those, or should we just let the record stand with the letters that were submitted?
Well, the commission hadn't been privy to those parcels at this time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next? Yes, ma'am.
Hello, good evening. My name is Rosalyn Allen Eccles, and I have interest in a property in Jimtown, Delaware. It's off of 285A. And the reason I'm here tonight is just to express the concerns of the citizens of Jimtown regarding the portion of the land use plan which has the parkway in it, the Western Parkway. Members of the town are not interested in the parkway being included in the land use plan because we don't feel that it would be a benefit to not only the citizens of our town, which were actually being targeted for the Western Parkway to go through our town, but we don't feel that it's a benefit to the people of the area. The people who really need to be served in the area when it comes to transportation are low-income families who spend over a third of their income on transportation costs, and those individuals who are disabled, who just can't pick up and go in anyone else's car. They need paratransit, and the funds could best be spent to deal with those issues and have Saturday services, Sunday services, and after-hour services so those people can work in the jobs that most people who have jobs from